Laudetur Jesus Christus. Welcome to Vatican Radio's English service for South Asia.
Hello and welcome to our special program in the Year of Faith, The Faithful Witness, a series on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world.
I pray you'll be alright and watch us where we go and help us to be wise in times when we don't know. Let this be our prayer when we lose our way. Lead us to a place. Guide us with your grace to a place where we'll be safe.
You are listening to The Faithful Witness, our weekly feature based on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world. These are people who lived their ordinary lives in extraordinary ways. Their unique stories inspire us to be rooted in our faith. God calls each one of us to inspire our brothers and sisters and to be witnesses of our faith. The faithful witness of this week is Father Saju Chakalakal, a CMI priest and president of Dharmaram Vidya Kshetram in Bangalore, South India. Incidentally, Dharmaram trains over 1,000 students in theology, philosophy, canon law, spirituality and counseling every year. Father Saju was born and brought up in a traditional Catholic family in the southern Indian state of Kerala. Last week, in the first part of this interview, he spoke about his life, faith experiences, and his mission. In the second part of this interview today, he shares his personal life, vision, and a message for the youth. Our faithful witness of today, Carmelite Father Saju Chakalakal of Bangalore, India, shares with us his personal faith experiences, vision, and more. Father Saju, welcome back to Vatican Radio. Let me begin with a very personal question. Have you ever encountered any difficult situation where your faith came as a help?
In fact, there were a number of instances in my own faith life, particularly as I started my journey in preparing for my priesthood. There were instances where issues always came as hindrances. It could be individuals, it could be my own personal life. But then every time when I encountered such a problem, I could overcome those issues only because I could personally relate with Jesus. I remember having spent hours and hours in front of the Holy Eucharist, in front of the Blessed Sacrament, and that even continues today as a source of inspiration for me. Even when I have issues, it could be in terms of the issues of administration or not realizing the plans as we had already proposed. But every time, whenever a difficulty arises, what I can now hold on to is that foundational faith, and it has been always my cherished memory to have a friendly relationship with Jesus. And many people ask me after having been trained in philosophy, how is it possible? But I always found that my philosophical training had been enhancing my faith life. There are instances where philosophers raise serious questions about even God's existence. But to my mind, those questions are raised not necessarily about the reality of God, but about the concept of God. Being trained in Kantian philosophy, I can very well attest to the fact that there are a number of philosophical issues. But then that has never affected me as a person in my faith, because that seed of faith that has been already founded at my home with my parents, which had become a living reality for me, that has never gone astray.
Share with us one or two of your outstanding faith experiences.
One instance was my own ordination, the moment of ordination, where though we have a long training and we take it for granted that we are already destined to be ordained as priests, that moment of ordination is a moment of grace. where we, or at least I, felt the unworthiness of being ordained as a priest, because that moment of grace is not something that I deserve, but it is a totally given moment, a gratuitous moment of faith experience, where God's grace ultimately enables me to be raised to that status. So this moment is still cherished as one of the golden moments in my faith experience, because that was a moment where I really experienced the touch of God's hand and God's accompaniment, not only at that moment, but then all through my last 20 years of ordained life as a minister in the Catholic Church, this grace has been accompanying me. And therefore, I never doubted at any moment that now this is meant for me or not. And that keeps me going, because there is always a strong hand holding me and then accompanying me. That presence of God is always felt very strongly, and I cherish it lovingly. Okay.
What are your personal faith-enhancing activities?
I happily join every day for my Mass. In fact, celebrating the Holy Eucharist every day is one of the best moments in my daily life. And there was a time when I was under treatment and I couldn't join the community for Masses because it was impossible for me to stand, let's say, for 10 minutes. So I used to sit and celebrate, and mostly that used to be private Masses. But now, after having been, let's say, better in terms of my health, almost every day I joined the community for the Eucharist, which is a great moment to celebrate together. So that is one key experience of my daily Christian living. Apart from that, there are other community prayers which as much as possible I join. But every day, those moments which I sit in front of the Blessed Sacrament in silence, in my aloofness from the rest of my day and from the rest of my community, those moments are again the re-enhancing moments. In one way or the other, I would always be happy to remember that my closer association with the Blessed Sacrament, in fact, helps me to continue the personal relationship that I could establish with Jesus. And that continues to enhance my daily life, both in terms of my professional commitments and administrative involvement.
There is a general feeling that youth are not interested in present-day faith expressions and are away from the church. What do you think?
Now, I would just try to respond to it two different angles. One from the perspective of my own students, who are mostly seminarians and priests and religious. And then second one, I would just try to look at it from the youngsters outside the seminary premises. Though there is a general impression that the youngsters are not very much keen on their religious life and religious expressions, we must pay attention to the fact that if they are given the freedom, a good number of them are ready to have their own faith expressions and faith life. Youngsters, though some of them feel that structured practices may not necessarily contribute towards their personal life and personal religious experience, I think we need to have a blend. On the one side, we need routine religious activities as far as the community is concerned. And on the other side, we should also cultivate a culture in which each individual would take personal initiative to make that faith experience more personal and a living reality. And when we move on to the youngsters outside the seminary premises, I must admit the fact that we see a lot of positive impressions, especially in the Indian Catholic Church. Because movements like Jesus Youth, it's a very vibrant and living reality as far as those youngsters who have joined the movement. Because I cannot sometimes believe that some of them completely take off from their profession to be a full-time minister. And they try to reach out to the youngsters. And when they speak in their own language, then more and more youngsters are invited and initiated into such religious experiences. As a result, I would say that the future is not bleak, but it is bright, provided the seniors in the faith community, including the leadership, would try to provide them the required ambience to live and express this faith experience in their own dynamics.
What is your message for the youth of today?
My only message to them is to make the faith a personal living reality. That can happen only when I am able to establish a relationship, a connection with Jesus. Because in Christian spiritual experience, without having a very close personal relationship with Jesus as a person, I don't think that the faith becomes meaningful. So in order to make the faith meaningful, be it for the youngsters or for the elders, what is essentially required is to establish or re-establish this personal relationship between the individual and Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Father Saju. That was Father Saju Chakalakal, a Carmelite priest from Bangalore, India, sharing with us his personal faith experiences and his vision.
Behold how good and pleasant it is when brothers and sisters dwell in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head running down upon the beard of Aaron.
You have been listening to The Faithful Witness, our weekly series based on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world. Our faithful witness today has been Carmelite Father Saju Chakalakal from India. If you have a faith experience to share with us, let us know. Visit our website, radiovaticana.va.